T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Once again, it's a Diddy takeover of Offsides with Mark Ryan. I am your host for the next 3 hours of Radio Gold. My name is Diddy, and I am joined once again by the Vince Lombardi of radio production and legendary co-host of Offsides. He is Lonzo.
With the kind of day I've had today, you're absolutely right.
You're right. The Vince Lombardi. You should see the trophies this man has. He has so many trophies downstairs and in his office. They're going to name the trophies after him at the South Carolina Broadcasters Association.
Might even have some at home.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I didn't do it because I could have taken mine. I left it here. I wanted it on display. I want people to walk in this building and see my name.
This is a little inside, but knowing what you know,
yeah,
shouldn't you have taken them?
Well, like after that happened, I thought about it, but I'm glad I didn't though, because I'm here and it's still there. My name is on display right when you walk through the doors. And I like that because we work hard around here. And the Vince Lombardi of production, Mr. Lonzo, works harder than probably anybody in the world, in this building at least. We got a big show today. Obviously, tons of football. It's a football Friday here for us to get to. 4 NFL playoff games over the weekend. And then this thing we got Monday, I think they call it the national championship game. It's a pretty big deal, especially for you guys out there who wear orange and are Clemson Tiger fans. We're going to talk about all of that at length. And as I told you, I'm trying to get the circle of coverage, the full circle of life when it comes to coverage of this game. And we're going to fall one short, unfortunately, but we don't have any ties to LSU really around here. So we were able to get Tosh Boyd. So we got one player from Clemson. But outside of that, we've had a beat writer from both Clemson and Alabama with Matt Connolly of The State, with Scott Rabelais of The Advocate. We've had the national writer with Matt Mershell joining us. And yesterday we had a Clemson writer, Sean Spencer of RubbingTheRock.com, a fan blogger, a fan writer. I'm a fan of fan journalism that has kind of taken over the world these days. I'm one of those types of journalists. I went to school for journalism. I am a writer as well as broadcaster, but I consider myself that, the fan journalist. And I think that's important to get those people's takes as well. So today we're going one step further. We're going to get you the fan journalist take of the LSU Tigers, Chris Branch of the Valley. Oh, I gotta read this one to get it right. And the Valley Shook.com. is what it's called.
Yeah. I like that.
And the valleyshook.com. It's an SB Nation LSU blog. And Chris Branch does a wonderful job on that blog. He's written two pieces. They both came out yesterday and they are titled as such: Why I Am Completely Convinced LSU Will Lose to Clemson, followed by Why I Am Completely Convinced LSU Will Beat Clemson. And both of these have a plethora of knowledge. We're going to talk about both of them and get his takes on either side of that at 6:20 this evening. Throughout the show, we want to hear from you. We want your takes, your opinions, your picks, your predictions, your homer times, anything you want to give us today. We want to hear from you. This is a Friday football show. This is your show out there in the upstate. So give us a call, 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. You can text us on the text line at 71307. Start that message with ESPN so we know you're talking to us, and find us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. And speaking of Twitter, once again, it's a Diddy Takeover. So there's Diddy Takeover Twitter polls, 4 polls for the 4-hour show. And they go as such. Twitter poll number 1. And we're going to talk about this at length, Lonzo. Which NFC championship game would you most like to see? So we talked about which matchups we liked the most yesterday of the 4 games overall. So which title games now is what we're going to get into.
I need a little clarification. In person or just watch?
Just watch this year.
Okay.
Between the teams that are playing in the weekend games this weekend. So you have obviously 4 teams per league that are playing. 2 teams each can play in the conference championship games. Your NFC options for the game you'd most like to see: Packers 49ers, Packers Vikings, Seahawks-Vikings, or Seahawks-49ers. AFC would be the second poll. Twitter poll number 2, which AFC championship game would you most like to see? 2 of these options are options that Lonzo will have to choose between because they both have the Chiefs. Is it Ravens-Chiefs, Ravens-Texans, Titans-Chiefs, or Titans-Texans? bunch of alliteration if it's Titans-Texans playing for the title of AFC Championship. And that one's a good one there. That's poll number two. Twitter poll number three, and this is my favorite one of the day, and I think it's going to be pretty obvious who answers the most and what wins this one already, because it has 81% of the vote and a ton of votes pouring in. It's only been going for about 20 minutes. Twitter poll number three, how dumb is the Trevor should sit next year take? Is it dumb? Is it dumber? Is it dumbest? Or makes sense to me? So I gave you an option if you think it's a good idea. Obviously, you know where I stand on it. We're going to talk about that coming up later in the show as well. Twitter poll number four, which championship event is most important to you? And we talked about the other day whether the Super Bowl or the national championship is the bigger thing here in the South in our region. I said college football last week or earlier this week was a far better product, a far better game than the NFL, and we argued about that. So we're taking it to you guys. As far as the championship is concerned, what is your real Super Bowl? Is it the college football national championship, the Super Bowl itself? And then I threw in some options for those of us like me, the World Series or the Stanley Cup final. So you have those four options, and so far the Natty is running away.
What? You mean you didn't throw in World Cup or something like that?
America. Yeah. I thought this was
Thank
America.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love soccer. I do. And I love the World Cup, but there's no way that's going to even get a vote at this point in time.
What, Mark Ryan always has to say the beautiful game?
It is the beautiful game.
Anytime you mention it? Okay, whatever. It's not beautiful to me. It just looks like another, well, anyway.
It's a bunch of people running in circles.
They have great stamina.
They do. The physical upkeep of a soccer body is a lot of work. Those guys are in perfect shape. And the women. The women are insane as far as being in shape as well. But we got to get right into this, right? And this is the poll.
Let me ask one real quick. This just popped in my head. Do you think there's a fat dude soccer league somewhere?
I mean, there's rec leagues all over the place. I could sign up to play for Greenville Rec.
That would be
a fat dude soccer.
I would love to watch that.
Let's do it.
That would be awesome.
We have enough people in this building that are my shape that we could form a team.
Well, let's face it, no matter how much weight that I lose or other people lose, according to the government, we're still morbidly obese.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, should there be a weight limit, a starting limit?
That's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough because when I lost 150 pounds, I was still like 30 pounds over the weight limit, and I was skinny.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, there's no way I could lose any more than this.
I'm going to look this up. I bet there is one.
There probably is. I'm sure there is. And again, the rec leagues around town and in any city probably have a lot of people that look like me just trying to get out there and be active. And it's not going to be, you know, the beautiful game when it's somebody like me out there, but it's still going to be soccer in some way or another, just kicking a ball around, trying to not pass out or have a heart attack. That's basically what I do when I get out there. I tried to play the flag football league here in town a couple seasons ago, and I struggled. I struggled mightily, and I found out exactly how hard it is to overcome being out of shape when you're in your 30s compared to when you were in your 20s. I could run out there fat as hell in my 20s and still play ball.
There's one in, this is by the Telegraph, so I'm guessing that this is in the United Kingdom. New football league launches exclusively for obese men.
Yes.
So it's out there.
Yes.
And if it's in England, then it's legit.
Does that mean I could get called up to England for soccer?
Maybe.
That's awesome. I need to look into this. You know, the Marlins used to have, so like obviously nobody goes to Marlins games. So they tried all these gimmicks to get people to come to the ballpark. They had the cheerleaders to try to get guys to come, see the hot girls everywhere. They brought in the manatees. At one point in time, bunch of obese men dancing with the Marlin cheerleaders, the mermaids, I think is what they were. And the manatees came out just goofy and sloppy as all get out. And it was the greatest event. I always wanted to be one. I was like, I kind of want to sign up. How do I get drafted to the manatees? But we do want to start with that last poll question. That's where this show is starting today, because that's a big question, I think. And a lot of you are already voting one way on the Twitter poll, but it's something that I think Lonzo might disagree with me on, and some other people might disagree with me on, because I'm agreeing with the poll, and I'm agreeing with still what I said earlier in the week, that the college game is more fun, more entertaining to me. And because of that, I feel like, and I'm a Patriots fan. I've watched a lot of Super Bowls. I like this game more because I'm more excited for the national championship game without a team involved than I ever am for the Super Bowl when I don't have a team involved.
I completely do not understand that at all. I can't fathom that. The Super Bowl is and always will be the bigger game of the two, and one that I'm always more excited for. The Super Bowl is an event. The national championship is just a game. The Super Bowl, let's look at it from a monetary point of view. How much do the commercials cost on the Super Bowl compared to how much the commercials cost on the national championship? The fact that the world cares about the Super Bowl. Normally, we're America. Who cares what the world thinks? But in this case, the world is watching the Super Bowl. The world is not watching the national championship. And there are some college fans out there that go, my team's not in it. I'm not watching it. But when the Super Bowl rolls around, there are so many things, whether it's the commercials, whether it's the game itself, whether it's all the stinking prop bets that are going on.
Prop bets are fantastic.
Yeah, whether it's the halftime entertainment, which sometimes is good, sometimes isn't. There's something there for just about everybody. Mm-hmm. So you're going to watch it whether you like the teams in it or not.
You know what I think it is? I think it's because I want more of it to be the game. And the Super Bowl has gone so far to make it about everything and the game, not the game and everything. There's a bunch of events going on this weekend.
The Super Bowl is the event, and college football is about the game.
See, and that's the thing. Like, the national championship has become an event. If you look at the schedule for this weekend, there's media days and fan days today, tomorrow, Sunday. There's all the things you see if you've ever been to a Super Bowl week leading into the game. I've gone to the one in Miami a couple of times when I lived down there, and you have all the games. There's all former pros there. They're all talking, giving seminars and conversations. They're doing all that now for the national championship game. They're adding all of that Super Bowl-esque event feel around it. And the good thing is I don't have to worry about the commercials letting me down, and I don't have to worry about the halftime show being whined and cried about on Twitter when it comes to the college football national championship
still
game.
The Super Bowl is the party you want to be at but will never be invited to, and the national championship
we're Gamecock fans, it's the same thing. Yeah.
The national championship is just your party.
I don't know if it's my party. I don't think it's my party at all. I'm a Gamecock fan. It's not going to go that way for us anytime soon, or maybe ever, we don't know. But that's fair. And what do you guys think? If you guys want to chime in on this, text, call, Twitter, and you can definitely go vote on the Twitter poll. Tracy and Michael tweeted in, when I was in the Marine Corps, combat soccer was a good soccer game. I don't even want to know what that is because that terrifies me.
I do. Oh, I want to see that. I'm sure it doesn't involve...
Hopefully, like, nothing actually happens bad.
It doesn't involve guns or anything, but still, I mean...
Live fire. It was like, oh my goodness.
I want taekwondo and what all this kind of stuff in there, yeah.
All right, Tracy and Michael on Twitter, what is it? At MWG Buckshot. Hit us back. Tell us exactly what that is. I need rules. I need pictures. I need video. I got to know what this combat soccer is, because this could be a whole lot of fun.
It's combat with a K?
No, he wrote C, but okay. It could have been a K.
There's
maybe
some combat with a K.
You know how it is. Some people think they're hip. They change the C to the K and don't tell everybody.
That's like Mortal Kombat. You probably don't want anything.
Said
they
had to wear flak jackets.
Ooh.
Was there a reason for it, or just to weigh you down? That's just, I was like, oh gosh, is that to deflect things? Because that's terrifying too. Everyone's running around fully armed. Oh my goodness. So he thinks soccer's a game when it's combat soccer only, not when it's soccer on the beautiful game stage, on the world stage, and MLS, by the way, coming to Charlotte in 2021. And I'm excited for that because they'll have to play Orlando, and I can go see Orlando play much closer and not deal with Atlanta fans.
There'll be plenty of tickets available. That's just my opinion.
One less than you think, because I'll be there, baby. I want to go. I love MLS. It's a lot of fun in person. But we're talking national championship. Clemson Tigers, LSU Tigers. We are just 3 days away from the national championship game. We're going to get back into the game itself, but something having to do with one of the teams in the game has once again cropped up, and it's something I see yearly when it comes to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
college football. And every year, whenever it's said, it makes me so angry and frustrates me to no end. So I don't even have to say my own words because Trevor himself has spoken. And I don't care how many of the big networks tell you it's not the truth. What he says, it is the truth. So I'm putting a stop to the idiocy. Trevor Lawrence is not, I repeat, is not sitting out 2020. We'll discuss this lunacy and this tale as old as time next on ESPN Upstate. We love listening to two things at once. Don't worry about it. Nolan, that was
sure,
great.
Sure. Bring knowledge to it. I was laughing at a response.
Oh, you got the response?
From a text, and I
because to tease it, we're minutes away from
I giggle
wise guy Wisdom. And yes. I'm here, not Mark Ryan. So you were asking who's going to make the picks. Is he making them and sending to me, or am I making the picks?
Here's what I texted him. I said, so Diddy's making your picks for you, right? And his response is, no, he's not. I'm at the urgent care again, man. I don't know what that, I'm sorry you're sick, but I don't know what that has to do with anything I just said.
What are your picks then? You should have sent us your picks.
Well, it's kind of mean, but I should text back. So you're saying you're going to be sitting for a while so you have time to make your picks?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know urgent care is supposed to be urgent, but it's still a waiting room at a doctor's
place.
It is.
You have time.
Yeah, you've got time.
You've been doing your research. We know you've been doing your research, Mark. You don't take time off even when you're sick. I don't either. I know how we work as the sports talk mind. You're still sitting at a computer while you're dying on your couch.
All I'm saying is he's been very busy on Twitter the last 2 days.
He's all over
sick.
It. Yeah.
You know, so he can make his picks, but I shouldn't have asked him. We should have just went with you making his picks for it. But he's losing again, so chances are you might do better than him.
I might help.
So we don't want that.
Plus, there's one thing he probably won't know much on. We have a sixth option. We can't do six football games. There's not six football games. There's only five. So when we get to it,
we're going to need some clarification about whether he agreed to that or not.
He put it in your court when I questioned him last night. I said, what about McGregor Cerrone? Because it's a big fight tomorrow night, I think, and you know people know about it. McGregor's a big deal still. It's his first fight in over 2 years in the UFC, so that's going to be on the list, and I think he'd rather have my input on that than his own. I really do.
Well,
I pay at least a little attention to the MMA.
Yeah, and he does not. And
no.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know,
it's fine. It's a niche sport. Fine.
He watches soccer. I don't. I watch MMA. He doesn't. So
exactly.
That's fine. But I mean, this is going to be a hard thing to pick, so I can't wait to get to it. But I still have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, is he going to text me his stuff? I hope so, because if games actually start tomorrow before I get his picks in some way, then he automatically loses that game.
Well, you know what he's trying to do, right? He's going to try to play this out to see if my picks win, and then come Monday, he's going to say, hey, yeah, Diddy picked for me.
That doesn't work that way. I have confirmation. I'm saving the text. He already said you're not picking for him. And again, I just think this is fair. You can leave it.
Yeah.
Text line 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Am I right? If the game starts, does he automatically lose if I don't have his picks yet?
That's fair. And you can get us on Twitter, too, at ESPN Upstate. Tell us, is Mark playing with fire? Is he going to lose automatically? Six picks he could lose automatically, be 0-6.
No, listen. I'm not a mean guy, despite what people think. Just that game.
Yes.
So
just the first game.
Just the first game.
Okay.
So he still would have time to get the other ones in, but that's automatically an L if I don't get it by the time game starts.
So that is the, what is the first game tomorrow? Vikings-Niners?
I believe that might be it, yes.
I got to look at the dates again. I have them written down. They're just on another page. But we do want to talk about this Trevor Lawrence thing. And it is one of our polls, and we're going to do Wise Guy Wisdom. I'm struggling with that, those words together.
You know what you need to do? You need to do your Vinny voice.
Vinny voice. Hey, wise guys. It's the wise guy's wisdom.
See?
Hey, there it is. Eat the pizza.
Accents help you get past impediments sometimes. They just do.
Yes. Oh, the McGregor fight's next week. That's my bad. Either way, we're going to pick it now because they're not going to talk about it next week. Why did I think it was tomorrow night? That's my bad. We're still picking it.
Yeah, so that shouldn't count, really.
We're still going to pick it because I won't be on next Friday.
Okay, that's fine. And I don't know why we have to pick six. Five is fine. He just wants an extra something because we're not going to be able to pick six games next week. There's only two football games on.
Yeah. So we'll hold off then. I apologize.
No, we'll pick it anyway because you want to talk about it.
I've already done the research here.
Yeah.
I have like a logical, smart, wise pick and everything else. So we're going to go into that. That's going to be the next segment. Wise guys' wisdom. That's what it's going to be going forward. But we have the poll up on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. And it's my favorite poll I think I've ever given you guys when it comes to the ESPN Upstate Did He Take Over polls. It reads as such. How dumb, I repeat, how dumb is the Trevor should sit next year take in college football? Is it dumb? Is it dumber? Is it the dumbest? Or does it make sense to you? Those are your options to vote on. I'm going to just go ahead and say it's the literal dumbest. And that's not a millennial literal. That is literally literal. It is the dumbest take in all of sports. I can't stand it. It's a yearly thing where people just feel like, oh, I'm going to decide this kid shouldn't play because I think his NFL stock is going to stop it. Just stop it. First of all, Trevor talked to USA Today. He says, yeah, I don't think so. When asked about leaving after this Monday night's game, he said, I think I just love Clemson. I love college football. And whether it's one more year or two more years, whatever it may be, I just love it here. I love what I've done. I think it's a unique experience being able to go to school and grow and become a man and get to do it with some of your best friends. Then he was asked again, pushed harder on the issue because everybody in this world only cares about money. He was asked, no matter how much money you're offered, his answer was awesome. Thank you, Trevor, for this answer. He says, I mean, if I'm meant to play in the NFL one day, it will work out. So I'm not worried about making money now or whatever it may be. I just want to enjoy where I am and make the most of this time. Thank God he finally answered the question, but my God, can we stop asking the question? Can we stop pretending this is the way it needs to be? Because it's just dumb to me. If you think straight up that Trevor Lawrence should not play next year, why weren't you telling Joe Burrow to not play tomorrow night, Monday night? Isn't it the same situation? If Trevor Lawrence is coming back to Clemson next year, which he will, he's playing for what could be, if they win Monday night, a third straight national championship. The chance to win a Heisman Trophy. Be a three-time champion Heisman Trophy winner, solidified in the immortality of college football. But he's going to sit it out.
There was a time when I would completely agree with you, but I'm starting to come around to something else. And because I try to put myself in that position and start to think about, especially as you look around and you see injuries to people that really have cost them money, and when you know without a shadow of a doubt, well, pretty much, that you're going to be the number one pick. That's millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's a lot. And you also got to look at what else does he have to prove, especially if he wins Monday night. He's won two national championships. He will not have lost a game in college football. What does he have to prove?
What does Joe Burrow have to prove? He's already the Heisman Trophy winner. He's already the number one overall pick. What if he gets hurt?
Here's what I'm saying. If he comes back, he should come back. If he doesn't, I'm not going to be mad about it for a couple of reasons. One, because I'm biased and I don't want him to come back because hopefully Clemson will take a step down. They probably won't. But the other thing is, I think it's up to the individual. And I know some people have senses of loyalty. I do.
Yeah.
I would play because I would be loyal to my team.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to criticize someone else who decides, you know what, the investment, I am my business. This will hurt my business. I will never have to work another day in my life. But if I go and play the season and I do damage to myself where I cannot play in the NFL, then I've really hurt myself. So I can't get mad at someone if they make that decision. I just can't.
See, I just can't. I can't get behind it because of the fact that when you sign, you have that agreement. You have that knowledge that these are the amount of years you have to play. You get to leave after three. If you're going to leave after three, that's fine. I have no
coaches
problem with that.
Coaches sign contracts and decide they want to go somewhere else. Why is it okay for coaches, but it's not okay for players?
Well, then there needs to be better language in the coaches. Most of the time, the coaches get fired in college football. They don't
not
leave.
Not always. Matt Rhule didn't get fired.
90% of the time.
I'm just
in
saying.
College football, they get fired.
Leach didn't get
to
fired.
To me, if you're making an argument for Trevor Lawrence to sit out an entire season of football and think that that's not going to shade badly, first of all, when NFL prospects, scouts, and everything think about it and how selfish that would be, it's the secondary fact. You're telling me that you also should believe that Joe Burrow should not play Monday night because Joe Burrow has nothing else to gain as far as his future in the NFL. NFL if he's already known to be the number one overall pick? Why risk your health just for a national title? I guess it doesn't really matter, right?
I think you're hearing something I'm not saying. I did say that if it were me, I would come back.
Well, no, I'm saying. But if he
decided not to, I would understand it, and I would not be angry. Even if I was a fan of that team, I could not be angry. And I think Bosa kind of changed my mind about it.
I think the Bosa situation is
a different
one, too.
He was coming off of an injury.
Because he came back, and then he got hurt during the season, right?
Well, no. He had an injury. He could have come back for, like, the last couple games, and he decided to not come back. And I don't have a problem with that. Mark Ryan absolutely went nuts about it.
If Trevor Lawrence were to come back next season and in week five hurt his knee and be a little scared that something else could happen or something like that and decided to sit out the rest of the season, I could understand that. But I don't see how it's just, I don't know. It seems like it's a reach when people just make up these stories saying this is what they should do, this is what they have to do, like, and that they totally believe that sitting out an entire year of football can help you develop, could become a better quarterback, and not get rusty at all, supposedly, I guess. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I think more experience at the college level, especially the level of football that Clemson plays on, is just more experience to make you a better quarterback for the future.
But I don't think that argument's valid because of Clemson, because of who they play during the regular season,
they're going to play for a national championship. That's
yeah,
the thing.
So they're going to play two real good games. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. So he's playing the entire year to play two real good games at the end of the year.
We talked about Tom Brady and I said, how does he have anything left to prove? And you said he does. Then why wouldn't, isn't that the same mindset? Shouldn't Trevor Lawrence still want to prove that he can win three in a row and win the Heisman, which he wasn't even nominated for?
What I said about Tom Brady is he hears all the noise that he's a system quarterback and he wants to go prove. He's the one who's saying he has more to prove.
Well, doesn't Trevor Lawrence hear that he only plays a soft schedule every year? So doesn't he want to just win three in a row to say, well, I beat Ohio State, I beat Alabama,
no,
I
because
beat LSU?
Everyone knows that Clemson's not allowed to be on social media during the season, so he doesn't hear any of that noise.
It's on TV, too.
Well, he's surfing. So I mean,
he's surfing out in California.
Out on Lake Kiwi.
I heard he does Tai Chi by Lake Hartwell, on your promo, your show.
Well, Tim Frisbee did mention that, and I'm sure there's some validity to that. So, and listen, when I heard it, I saw it in my head, and I don't really doubt it too much. It's definitely a possibility. Again, if he decides to do it, I wouldn't be mad at him. I wonder if Clemson fans would be. I think that Clemson fans are so rah-rah behind their team, and there's nothing wrong with that, that they'd be okay with it and be like, I respect Trevor's decision. And he's not going to do it. But somebody will eventually. You know, they said the same thing about Clowney, that Clowney was going to sit out the entire season. Yeah. I think really, in a lot of ways, it's media trying to bait to try to get a kid to do this so they can talk about it all year long. But once one kid does it, just like with the transfer portal, once one kid does it, then a lot more are going to do it. Once a couple kids set out bowl games, you're hearing about a ton of them, and it's not even a big deal anymore, is it?
I think it's still a big deal. I think it's a big deal because if that's the case, then
we have
to change the rules.
How many kids
set
out this year? Was it made a big deal in the air? I don't recall hearing about it, period. I don't.
Because I don't think anybody major did.
Georgia, didn't they have guys in? No, was it Alabama? Somebody.
In the bowl games.
Yeah.
But that's different.
That's what I'm talking about.
A bowl game is one game. It's at the end of the year.
Well, there are only two bowl games that matter. The rest of them, they're just about getting swag.
The only two matter on the national championship level.
Right, the rest are about getting swag.
The rest
matter
to the kids, and it matters to the program in a lot of ways. When South Carolina won Capital One Bowls and got to 11 wins, it helped with recruiting.
I agree, but to the individual kid, look, I get a belt card or I go prepare for the NFL and make sure I don't get hurt in a meaningless bowl game.
You can fall down at Best Buy during your shopping spree and hurt yourself, too.
You can do that. You're right, especially if you're extremely excited about it. But
Texter points out Maurice Claret. That's a different situation, too. He got in trouble.
Well, no. He tried
to go into the draft.
He got in trouble later.
And then he got in trouble after. Yeah, but he still didn't. It was different than this, I think. He tried to usurp the rules to get into the draft, not sit out a year to wait for his eligibility to end.
But if he would have sat out a year and didn't get in trouble, who knows what might have happened?
I still wouldn't have been.
He got drafted in the supplemental anyway, didn't he? If I recall, by
he ended up on a roster.
Yeah, I think it was Denver.
He was on a couple of rosters and then got in trouble again. Got in real big trouble as well. But now he's on a speaking tour, teaching people to be better people.
I was going
to
say, I'm pretty sure that he's bounced
back in life, and I appreciate that. You always get second chances, and I always support something like that. But again, I still feel like this is the dumbest take to say he should. And that doesn't say that you're dumb, because you're not saying that you feel like he should sit out a year. He should do this, because you believe that you wouldn't.
No,
so you don't think he should.
He should come back and play for his season. Yeah. The next season, because that's the rule and that's what he signed on for. But what I'm saying is, if he didn't, I wouldn't be mad about it.
It seems funny to me that, you know, it's a lot of the SEC network guys that are pushing this right now. None of them said that Tua should sit out this year, by the way. Before the season, they said Tua needs to win the Heisman.
Yeah, it might have been better if he had, though.
Might have been, but then again, maybe not, because he had some really good showings this year, and you know, it might have been something where he decides to come back if they fall short, if he's healthy, and you know, maybe get worse next year if the team's on the downslope. But we'll get back into this Trevor Lawrence topic. We're going to talk more national championship and everything else coming up, but it is Friday. It is about to be 3:40, and that means it's time for Mark and Lonzo's weekly picks segment. It is intergalactically famous, and it is called Wise Guys Wisdom, and it's next on the Diddy Takeover, ESPN Upstate. Diddy Takeover rolling on, and we're here to do a usual weekly offsides segment called Wise Guys Wisdom. And I don't know how this really works overall. We go through the picks. Is there an intro for it, Lonzo?
There is usually music, which we don't need that.
We have music for the top 5 and 5.
Yeah, and that's usually the music that we're using for this. So,
we'll save it for that.
That's why we're not going to play the music now.
Yeah, we need the music later on. Well, Wise Guys Wisdom, every week, Mark and Lonzo make their picks. 6 different games. There's only 5 this week. I was wrong to think that the fight was tomorrow night. It's next Saturday, but we're going to add in the Conor McGregor fight for the 6th event to pick on this Wise Guys Wisdom. I think Lonzo has a lead.
Yes, I have a lead of 2. I think at one point my lead was up to 5.
Oof.
But I have led, I believe, pretty much the entire year.
So Mark's creeping on the come up, is what you're saying. He's only a couple behind now. He was 5 back.
Well, last week
was bad.
Last week I was only 1 up.
Oh.
So, yeah. So
you gained a game.
Yes,
gained
I did.
A game.
You know why? Because I picked the Titans to beat the Patriots.
I told him all week. He kept asking me, and I was like, Titans are going to win. I'm telling you, Titans are going to win this game.
I don't need to bring up again how he chastised and beat me down for that pick and tried to belittle me and tried to get me to change it. And
how
the reason why is I think he was a little bit scared that maybe I might be right, and I was.
Which is funny, because he doesn't seem like a guy who would be scared that the Patriots are going to lose. He'd probably want to
celebrate
such a thing.
He is scared of the mustache.
That's fair.
He is offered to eat exotic foods, things like that.
We could take that to levels that.
Oh yeah. Well, there was a certain kind of fish, and I will not repeat what kind of fish it was. And he was willing to eat that rather than do the mustache until I showed him how they prepared it, and he changed his mind. Listen, we're winding down here.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with him conceding and go ahead and say that I won. I mean, we're just a couple weeks left of this, because we're going to the Super Bowl. Only a couple weeks.
There's
going
to be less and less games each week. Yeah. There's only 2 next week.
There is. And if I were to go up a couple more games this week, it's over.
He can't catch up.
It's definitely over. But there's a chance that he may pick differently than me. But I don't think he will. We'll see.
It depends on if he's listening right now, because he's going to make his picks and send them to you, Or did he send them already?
He hasn't sent them. No. And the stipulation's out there, and he will say it's his show. He makes the rules, but I don't think that's how that goes. I don't.
Well, that's fair. Like, you can make the rules. You can't make them as you go. That's
right,
the thing.
Right.
You're not allowed to do that.
Well, I did throw in some caveats that he was not. He didn't think of, and that was, you know, if the loser has to take a picture daily to prove
that you're growing the stash.
That the stash is there for the entire week, because forget theater of the mind stuff here. The audience needs to see it.
Yes. And none of this tape on garbage either.
Yeah, I'm willing to do it. You know, so I will not come up with a bet that I'm not willing to do. So we're going to see.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Well, this is your conference, your divisional round playoff and national championship round of the wise guy's wisdom. And we have the six events, five football games. We're going to start in the NFL. We're going to start, just go through them in order of which they will be played. Vikings 49ers out in Santa Clara. This game is on tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. The Vikings are the underdog. Niners favored by 7 points. At least they were last night. It might have moved a little bit, but 7 points we're going to go with. Lonzo, what say you? Vikings, Niners.
Yes, Kirk Cousins showed something last week, but Dalvin Cook showed a little bit more. And the defense is pretty stout, but I've been kind of with San Francisco all year long, and I'm not going to go against them now. And interesting piece of audio you sent me earlier, and I was actually able to get that.
Oh, we have that?
Yes, good, we do.
I
have
need that.
That. Yeah, we have that. So, which also gives me a little more confidence in my pick.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to emulate someone, I guess that's the guy to emulate.
It's the guy.
And it just shows that maybe you paid attention while you were there in that organization, talking about Jimmy G. So I'm going with the 49ers. And sorry, I just some people have said this is going to be an intriguing game. I don't think so. I think the 49ers are going to win by a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, and to be honest, let's first play this audio. We need to play this audio really quick to let the people know what we're talking about here. There's a cross-cutting of audio from Tom Brady and audio from Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G, out west, and it's them on the field, different things they say at different times when they have the hot mic on them, and this is what it sounds like. It goes Brady, Garoppolo, Brady, Garoppolo, Brady, Garoppolo.
Let's have a day, baby.
Have a day, fellas. Have a day.
Let's go make a play, fellas. Let's go make
a
pay.
Let's go, fellas. Make a pay.
Need a good drive, fellas.
All right, fellas. Another good drive here.
What are you doing, man?
What are we doing, man?
Let's go! Let's go!
It's a carbon copy. It's a carbon copy. This makes me so angry as a Patriots fan that they didn't just pay him $60 million to sit on the bench until Tom's done. Like, just keep the guy. He's the next thing, and that's why I'm picking the Niners. Niners are going to win this thing. They're going to cover the points. They're going to just mutilate the Purple People Eaters, I think. They've been a stout team all year. What you did point out that's a little alarming as far as the Niners' defense is concerned is Dalvin Cook. They have been soft against the rush throughout the season, but beyond that, they are the best defense in the league outside of rushing. They have the lowest yards per game passing against their defense, and they only give up 19.4 points a game. They've had a couple bad games down the stretch, but they've had 2 weeks to get everybody healthy, to get everybody back and ready to go, and Jimmy G is Tom Brady 2.0. Tom Brady's getting a seventh Super Bowl ring if Jimmy G wins, just for the sole fact that they're clones of each other. And so I'm taking the 49ers to beat the Vikings tomorrow afternoon out west in Santa Clara, because now they don't play in San Francisco anymore. Second game of the day tomorrow, Titans at Ravens. You can hear that right here on ESPN Upstate after Clemson women's basketball. Ravens are favored by 10 points at home against the Titans. Who do you got?
You know, I thought about pulling the trigger on this, taking a chance, because I like what Vrabel is doing with this team. Mm. I think they're sneaky good. They've won some games that people didn't think they didn't have a shot at it. And but let's face it, the Patriots weren't as good as Diddy would like them to have been.
No, they
and
were
so
not.
They did not beat a great team.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have Derrick Henry, and it's so tempting. I think Vrabel is very defensive-minded, and he might find a way to shut down Lamar, but he's not. I'm going with Baltimore. I gotta go with Baltimore.
The Ravens are fifth in the NFL against the run. They only give up 93.4 yards per game rushing throughout the season. I think that dooms the one-trick pony that is the Tennessee Titans. Derrick Henry is an animal. Derrick Henry is a man-child. He's a beast man, whatever you want to call him. Man-bear-pig, even, if you want to call him that. He is a behemoth, but I don't think it's going to be enough. The Ravens are insanely good. Lamar Jackson is the MVP, and he more than deserves it. Mark Ingram looks like he's back at Alabama, winning another Heisman Trophy, running people over like Derrick Henry. I don't see the Titans having any chance whatsoever in this football game. I think it's going to be very lopsided in Baltimore tomorrow night, because the Titans, as much as it was fun for everybody to cheer them on to beat the New England Patriots, they didn't beat the Patriots of 2007 that were putting up 60 points a game almost. They beat a bad Patriots team. It was a bad Patriots team with a pretty good offense, or defense, I mean, but a very bad offense. And that's how the Titans were able to move on and get to this round. But the Ravens, they're going to boat race them. That's all I'm going to say. We got three more picks to make. We're going to make those picks in just a minute. We're going to get to the Texans, Chiefs, Seahawks, Packers, McGregor versus Cerrone, and the national championship, the granddaddy of them all. That's next on ESPN Upstate. You've heard the numbers. We're going to give them to you again. We do want to hear from you throughout the show. You can chime in on any topic. Trevor Lawrence sitting out 2020 is dumb, in my opinion. Do you agree? Give us a call, 844-477-3776. Text us, 71307, starting that message with ESPN, or get us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. It's so much to get into when it comes to that Trevor Lawrence thing that I'm still kind of sorting through everything you said, Lonzo. And I'm trying to come up with even more reasons why it's not cool for him to sit out next season. We're going to get into more of those. But
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.